Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's Your Deal?
All right, here we go. Jump on the phone, 766-9370. Yeah! Friday. Anything at all you want to discuss, you want to share your weekend plans, you want to talk about anything, advice, you want it, you need it, anything at all, 766-9370. I'll try to keep this deal short because I don't want to sound too angry or hateful. But my deal is this, and I hate this time of year. I love this time of year because we're going to start getting into small ball season. You know, NASCAR's rolling. A lot of good stuff on TV.
For future deals,
yeah.
If you're going to say beforehand, I'll keep this deal short because I don't want to sound too hateful or angry.
Yeah.
You may want to pick a different sentence then. I hate this time of year to start your deal.
Oh, yeah, can I do it? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I hate this time of year. I love this time of year. Now, you counteracted it, but you did start off with hate.
Whoops.
Okay.
I should love this time of year.
There you go.
But what I hate is...
That's so much better.
March Madness.
Okay. Oh, we can hate something together again.
It ruins... Yeah, but you hate it because you hate basketball.
That's right.
And I do, too. That's one thing that Joe and I do share hatred with, is basketball. But the reason that I hate it, because here's the thing, you can't really hate basketball if you never have to see it. If you don't go to the Golden 1 Center and watch a Kings game, okay, basketball happens there. We know that.
Sure.
But we can go to a monster truck or a concert event, and we don't have to hate Golden 1 just because we hate a sport that's being played there. But when it infiltrates, takes over, and poisons your TV and your network, that goes beyond hating the game because now it's controlling your content on the TV. You know me. I watch CBS each and every freaking day.
He's a diehard for that channel.
I love it. That's network. All I watch. I get home yesterday at about 3:30. Guess what's on?
Basketball.
No. Price is Right. That's what basketball has done, this college basketball tournament.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because typically that's on at 10.
Yes, that comes on at 10.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to come off sounding hateful, but you know, even though I hate Drew Carey, we watch it every day. It's always on. It's like a habit.
You're coming off sounding a tinge hateful.
A little too much?
Just a tinge, though.
Okay,
You're still in line. You can still continue.
Okay. Can you hear the smile of my voice, though?
A little bit, though. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, because I really hate it.
We're heading for a tickle now.
Okay. But I hear the Price is Right's on. I'm like, what? It's 3:30. Why is this on? And I'm like, oh, God. Yep, because the NCAA tourney basketball March Madness crap is on. And so then last night, I'm like, okay, well, they got to wrap this up. I got my Big Bang Theory, and I got some stuff coming tonight, you know? Freaking Superior Donuts or whatever the crap is. Some of that stuff I don't watch, but it doesn't come on. There's basketball on the TV at 7:30 at night. Now, Big Bang Theory's over. It's 7:45. It's 8 o'clock. It's 8:15. Still basketball. Having a tough time going to sleep because this has me bothered. So I tell my wife, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't have this basketball on TV. So I switch over to KCRA. I go over to NBC. You know what they got on? They got something called Extra. You ever watch Extra?
Yeah.
Don't say it like that, like it's good.
Talking about Mario Lopez?
Oh, my. No, that
is... Get right out of here with that guy.
That's a shoot show, and you know what I'm talking about. If I'm going to watch something, I want to see E.T.
Extra.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's a ripoff of Entertainment Tonight. I don't watch Entertainment Tonight, but when my wife's doing dinner, it's usually on. It's on CBS, on KOVR. So I go over to the Extra. You're damn right Mario Lopez is on there. He's awful.
He's great.
Why would you? See, you watch NBC. You like that Today Show, and you know about this.
I like that Today Show. Everyone watches the Today Show. Nobody watches. What's on CBS? Good Morning America?
CBS. No, that's ABC. CBS This Morning is on. That's where Charlie Rose and that's where Gail and Nora work.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie Rose is gone now.
Awful.
I watch the CBS version, and they have Entertainment Tonight. That's the real version. I go over there, and I see this Extra, and there's all these weird people on
Nobody
it.
Nobody watches Entertainment Tonight anymore. It's all about Extra.
No, Extra! That's such a cheap ripoff of an Entertainment Show.
And All Access Hollywood, you probably got a little view of that last night as well.
Is that on there? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched the Extra. And it plays, and it goes on. I'm like, God, Mario Lopez is just, the older he gets, just he cannot figure out his craft. The longer he stays, and I'm not saying we've gotten any better. Some people just can't get better, you know?
You know what his craft is?
What is it?
It's the continue to look like a bro, because he's been a bro ever since Saved by the Bell. He was the bro on that show.
Yeah, he was the jock.
Or whatever. His entire world is about hitting on chicks. So no matter what it is he's doing, he's very flirtatious and he's very fun loving and he's all about smiles and he like gives a little punch to the shoulder and he's just a
really yucking it up.
Yeah, that's his thing. That's what he does.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're paying him enough money to keep the hair product in his hair. And I'll tell you this: a little bit of jealousy with that weave he's got. I mean, what the hell with his hair?
He's Scott Baio'd out, isn't it?
Oh, so he makes Scott Baio look bald.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's hair grows right from his eyebrows and he slicks it back. He's got a pound or more of sludge in that stuff. The money he must spend monthly on hair care, insane. But he's an awful broadcaster.
He's doing things with his life is what he's doing. He's the only one from Saved by the Bell that's done anything.
Hang on here, I'm going through the cast.
He's better than the actual star of it now. The actual star had a couple shows for a while. I can't even think of his name.
Urkel?
No, not Urkel.
I don't even know.
What was Zach's real name?
I don't know.
But he was in a few things.
Yeah, you know? I don't know who's on Saved by the Bell.
Now Mario Lopez has passed him up. Mario Lopez, now the real deal. He's coming up on Carson Daly.
That's saying something, isn't it, though, that you've surpassed your Saved by the Bell alumni.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now he's gone places.
I said Urkel.
That job.
I said Urkel. I meant Screech.
Oh, Screech did some stuff.
Yeah, wasn't he doing porn?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but it's absolutely awful. And to finish my deal, I start out watching this Entertainment Tonight, and then that ends, and I go back over to CBS, still basketball, still playing it, still NCAA tournament. So I go back to the KCRA because there's a show called Superstore. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
I never heard of it. I never wandered down the dial. It's called Superstore. And what's that girl's name? Is it America Ferrera?
Yes.
Americana Ferrera?
America Ferrera.
Okay, well, she's in it and all these people, and they work at like a Walmart. And I gave it a little bit of time because it looks kind of funny. It's like what NBC does with their weird Parks and Rec and their The Office. It's got that kind of weird camera and vibe to it.
Okay.
And I tried to get into it, and there was a couple cute parts, but it was really, really ridiculous.
Oh, I bet it would be good.
You would probably like it. It's called Superstore. And I watched a little bit of it, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So I go back to CBS. Still, March Madness still goes on. Go in the bedroom. Turn on the TV. It's on CBS already. March Madness. I had to fall asleep last night to KCRA. That's my deal. When I have to go to bed with Channel 3, I'm not happy.
I can't believe that. I feel sound when I go to bed with Channel 3. That's the clearest channel that comes in. Channel 3 for me. Okay. And I love it.
No. My house, CBS, is clear. It's clear. Plus, they have Entertainment Tonight. That extra, that is a rip-off show.
I can't believe you still watch Entertainment Tonight. No one.
I don't watch it.
That.
It's just on. My wife likes it. She's in there at the sink, and she's cooking dinner, and she likes to see what's going on. And every now and again, Kim Kardashian or Coco comes on, so I'm cool with it.
That's why we don't watch it.
See, and that's the thing, too. They show more Kim Kardashian and Kardashian stuff on CBS than NBC does.
CBS is Kardashian-oriented.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah.
Welcome. Richard, good morning. What's your deal?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Good.
Hey, I was just, I had kind of a deal here.
Okay, you can share it?
<That's right. laughs> Now, when you guys play Queen, you know, you play the We Will Rock You. It always goes into We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
Now, when you play Bringing On the Heartbreak, it never goes into Switch 625.
Yeah, because that part
I
of the...
I love that song.
Yeah, I know you do, but you're the only one. And you're the only one that called and complained about that. And you're the only one, I think, in the history of my radio career has ever called and complained and said, hey, how come you don't play Switch 625 when you're... No one has ever called except you. And that's the reason we don't play it.
I'll be honest with you. I saw it at the end with the little slash after,
yeah.
And I thought, what is that?
Yeah,
I've never even heard of it.
Don't treat that song as if it's Eruption, You Really Got Me. Don't pull that. This is not We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. Don't go into all these legendary, Foreplay, Long Time, Boston. Don't pull that with the Switch 625, because nobody knows that outro of that song. And how long have we done this? How long have we played Bringing On a Heartbreak?
A long time.
Has anyone since you've known me and we've done the show together ever called and said, hey, man, I got shorted. You ripped me off the Switch 625.
No.
Okay.
I'd never even heard of it until today.
Joe Wertz at radio. So Richard, does that answer your question?
Well, you know.
Okay, I thought it did. So,
Richard.
766-9370 if you got deals. Hold on.